This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do if someone gave me a chicken. I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
Don't quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. I've noticed Betty Rock singing a lot more. Is it because you like Christmas songs, or something really good just happened in your life, or what? You're just singing all the time.
No, I think my voice was just waiting for a time to shine. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, now is the time to shine.
I love it. I love the warble. I love the pitchiness. I love every part of it. And so, like at work, like in the office, not even on the air, like, or in between songs, I've just noticed you singing a whole lot more. And I love it.
Maybe I'll just like the Christmas music.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's great. Nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with that at all. Sometimes we even break into harmonies sporadically, which that's is true. Kind of fun.
We do.
I'm enjoying that.
Maybe I'm just, my heart is full of love just because I have a new man in my life.
That's right. That's right.
His name is Buford.
The Beans.
The Beans.
Buford Beans, and he is adorable.
He's so handsome.
He is absolutely adorable.
Oh, I miss him.
you're a cat mom. Have you done any outfits for Buford Beans yet?
No. Okay. But I did buy at Target. It was only $5. Mm-hmm. But it's a little, like, it has a chin strap underneath it, but it's a Christmas tree.
Nice.
It's like a cone.
Nice.
And it has a little star on the top.
Do you think you'll get it on
ornaments.
Him?
Is he going to let you?
I tried, and he was not
having it.
Having
yeah.
it.
None
but
of my cats.
It would be so cute.
I tried to do little outfits here and there just to be ironic, because I don't like those. But then I'm like, he would be so cute, Hankster. But just not having it. He didn't like hats, didn't like sunglasses, although he looked great in them. But
will Buford unwrap anything on Christmas?
You know,
what are you asking?
Am I getting him anything?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were asking, like, will he unwrap the presents that I put on
the
tree?
Yeah, did you get him?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he would. Yes, I got him and Gilly something, my roommate's cat.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a little, I hope he's not listening.
I know.
It's one of those toys where it's like a blanket and there's something underneath it that's supposed to be moving.
Oh, so you really don't care about spoiling the surprise.
Well, yeah.
He's smart. He's a smart cat. He could
get on the internet.
Yeah.
Press play with his little.
Well, he's a cat.
Figure that out. No.
Did you realize
he's Buford
that?
Beans. Like, okay. Are you and your roommate Nicole going to exchange gifts sometime? I know she's going back home.
Yes, she is, and I don't know. We need to talk about that, cuz I got her something.
Uh-oh.
Awkward.
Someone's a stalker best friend.
Just because I got her something? I got you something. What does that make me?
No, that means we're just friends. But like if somebody else doesn't get you something,
that is always
so uncomfortable. Like, finally, like with our friends Greg and Molly, like, we were always exchanging gifts over Christmas. And then finally one day, because we got things for each other's kids too, you know, and finally I think Marty and Molly, for whatever reason, decided, let's just hang out and just not do Christmas presents. It was so great. Like, because we all buy the stuff we want anyway. And
right.
So, you know, you're just junking up each other's homes with stuff that you see while you're out, you know. And so I was actually really glad to not do that. But I've been in relationships too, like friendships where you're like, hey, we're really good friends. I didn't think we needed to get each other gifts, but they get you something. And then you're scrambling because you have to go buy something.
Yep. I've been in that situation and it is terrible.
Yeah.
Because then you have to say, oh, I left yours at home.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. And that doesn't work when it's your roommate. Oh, that's true. I left yours at work. Oops. You know,
that's true. I didn't even think about that.
Do you want me to? Because I have her number. Should I be proactive on this and go, hey, just so you know, Betty Rock got you something? And it's probably close to $1,000.
Whoa, no, so it's not.
That way she'll give you something nice.
I don't ever want you to even be in communication with.
All right, well, that just sealed the
Stop!
Deal. Hello,
Why?
Nicole. I'm going to text
Why?
Her now.
Dearest Nicole.
I'm trying to help you.
But you're not helping me. That's the thing. Like, I don't want your help. But right. for some reason, you never seem to get that message across. You
right.
get everything else through your thick skull.
Right.
But.
Right.
I just heard her say, help me. I need help. I'm in need of help. That's all I heard Gosh. Through all of those words. What if she doesn't get you something? Will part of you be hurt?
No, because her friendship is enough.
Mm. Yeah. That's what the sad friend always says. Yeah.
I just like that I have one friend.
I know, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I'm sure she's getting you something. I can find out what it is if you want.
No. Okay. Listen. Yeah. Eye contact.
Yes, I see you.
I do not want your help. I do not. Repeat after me. I do not.
Do.
Not.
Not.
Want.
Want.
Your.
Me not to help you. Not help you.
Wait, what? I do not want not me to help, not you.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Wait,
okay.
What?
All right, well, that's fine. I won't help you then. I just
Great. That's what I want.
Okay. That's my gift to you. Only one you're going to get, apparently. this was actually really sad news. We didn't.
Oh, no.
I know. We didn't get to this on the show today, but Nick Cannon, you know, he's a comedian, actor, television host, and stuff like that. He revealed that his 5-month-old son, Zen, died on Sunday. Like, oh, my God. Goodness. I mean, when Zach was on the show, he lost Samuel, and Samuel lived for 33 hours or 36 hours. And there was so many things in there in his story that were heart-wrenching, but then there was also a little bit of beauty inside of it for them that they got this time together. And it was interesting because I can't even imagine that. And so it's interesting to hear people talk about it and how they get through it or what they feel in this. And Cannon explained that he took his son to the ocean and watched the sunrise, and he held him for the last time. And I remember Zach telling the same story about getting to hold Samuel for the last time. And I mean, just hard, but still, even in the midst of it, like faith carrying them through that, which was really interesting. It, like, you get that from Zach, but I never really fully understood Nick and where he's from, you know, because I wasn't like a huge fan. But he said, I have so much faith in God. He said that he puts the heaviest weight on his strongest soldiers. So here I am. I'm going to make it through. So he's saying that, you know, he's a believer and that he can handle this big stuff with God and he can get through it. But boy, that's so hard, man. And this was his youngest, he's of seven kids, so brand new.
Yeah, that's so sad. Yeah. It's hard to understand.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem fair. But then how do you get through it, you know? And the weird thing about these things is a lot of times, now where they have so many other kids, they'll probably make it through, but then there's so many times that you see parents that they lose a child and then their relationship comes apart, you know, which is just adding insult to injury. You know, it takes an already tragic situation and makes it even worse. And so walking through that, man, I can't even fathom that.
Yeah, I can't either.
Yeah. So, but I do like that he was talking about it like on his show and stuff already. I mean, that's kind of what is an entertainer. That's what you do. You talk about your life. And so you talk about the good stuff. And I respect the fact that he's even talking about the bad stuff and this quickly. You know, it's not like he took 6 months off. You know, while it's still fresh and still new, he's discussing it because you never know how that helps somebody. I remember Zach sharing his story and being so honest about it. We had his wife come in and share her side of things and how she was dealing with it. And I remember flying out to Colorado And I was at this place called the Taste of Colorado, like an event. And this guy came up and stopped me. And he said, man, I have to tell you, please tell Zach, thank you for sharing his struggle, his story, because I just walked through the exact same thing. And I'm struggling with it, you know. And so hearing his story and hearing his faith has been something that's been very inspirational to me. And so I'm sure Nick has that opportunity to make a difference in his sphere as well. Because that's the thing. You have a choice. You don't have a choice in what happens to you, but you have a choice in how you walk through it. I remember there was a radio guy whose son drowned. And he was a big radio show, you know. And so a lot of people knew him. And his son drowned, and he was a believer, and he was a mainstream radio guy. But at his son's service, he held an altar call. Mm. Like he just turned it on and was like, I want my son's life to have, in his death, to have a purpose and a point. And if you leave here today unchanged, then it's a miss. But if his life and his story and our lives and our faith mean anything, if it changes you today, then it's worth it. You're like, oh my goodness, like how, wow, that's mm-hmm. next level, mm-hmm. you know. So mm-hmm. there you go. Well, there you go. Betty Rock, what do you got?
Sorry, I just have nothing to go on that, because I mean, it's sad. Like, yeah. I don't know what else there is to say about it. Like, I don't have any experience in it, and I don't ever want to have any experience sure. in it. Yeah. So I just, oof.
Just oof.
yeah, I just don't know what else to do. So.
What do you got for news?
If you haven't seen actress Rebel Wilson lately, she's lost yes. a lot of weight. She's lost 70 pounds, to be exact. And while this is a personal decision she made to be healthier, it's surprising to hear that she admits her team in Hollywood, they really weren't on board.
Interesting.
This was mainly because she had made millions being the funny big girl.
Yeah.
Like in all the Pitch Perfect films, she plays this character called Fat Amy. Mm-hmm. But to Rebel, the money wasn't worth the weight.
Even though I was very confident being bigger, I knew deep down inside some of the emotional eating behaviors I was doing was not healthy.
Sure. I get all that. You know, the people around you can be enablers. I remember we had an alcoholic guy on our show in mainstream radio, and when he would try to get sober, we just gave him a hard time. Like, oh, you're just not as much fun. Why? Because he would kind of get angry as he's working through things. We're like, where's Fun Crash? What Fun Crash back? So we were all enabling his alcoholism, you know, by telling him he's better when he's, you know, drinking, and he's better for the show, and he's better for us, and he's funnier. You know, like, what a horrible thing. And years later, like after I left, I ran into him again, and I apologized for that, and I'm glad he's doing well now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we enabled him, just like heard people like, oh, boy, but you're not going to be that funny fat girl now, and you're going to miss out on roles. But there'll be other roles for her. Like, talent is talent, regardless of what she looks like. She'll find roles, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting that she still went with it. I hope she has people in her life that are actually looking out for her good and not just yeah. using her. But who knows?
Here's the thing about this, because a lot of times, you know, you say she did this for her health and stuff. I don't ever judge or begrudge anybody that says, I think we have to say, oh, well, it's because of health. It's because of health. Because you should be fine with just how you are and the way you look. It's just because health justifies it. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, I don't like the way I look. I want to look a certain way. And so if you're taking healthy steps to make that happen, I think that's fine. I don't see any problem with that. I don't like the way that my gut sticks out. Betty Rock pointed it out earlier. Like, oh, it hurts so much.
I didn't point it out. You I did. Was talking about someone else, and then you made it about you.
No, you made it about me.
You made it
Gavin,
about you. You always
Gavin,
make everything about
I
you.
Remember.
I said nothing, and she tied me into it. She fat shamed me, but fortunately, I have a good sense of humor, and so I was able to handle it.
Unwounded.
I cried a little, but it's a smidge, and. But I did not bring that up. You were being funny at my expense, which doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it's probably really funny.
Yeah, you brought it up,
right?
And you cried a little.
Yeah.
And then you're blaming it on me.
Right.
When you're the one that turned it to yourself.
I didn't turn it to myself.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not. You can
yes,
say that
you
all
did.
Day.
Yes,
but
you
no,
did.
You no, you're trying to justify your behavior to not feel like a bad person.
I'm not trying to justify
yes,
anything.
You are.
I just don't understand why you're taking the victim mentality.
Because I am a victim here today.
Oh,
I was fat shamed. And I know how it hurts. Rebel, I see you, girl. I level with you. No, but I don't think that that's a horrible thing. Again, if you're doing it healthy and you want to change the way you look, because a lot of people are like, well, don't change for anybody and don't change. Like, but maybe I want to look different. Maybe I don't want to use the first belt hole on my belt, you know? Maybe I want to go three deep on that thing, you know? Or maybe I don't like the way I look in photos and I'd love to have my stomach be a little flatter. Like, I don't think that's wrong to say, and because everybody has this weird notion of like, oh, no, you need to be happy with just the way you are. But sometimes just the way you are isn't healthy. Like, I mean, it's not healthy. The way I eat is not healthy. Like, ask me what I had for dinner last night.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
I had three fried raviolis and chocolate pie. Like, that was my dinner. I had three tiny raviolis and I had a lot of chocolate pie.
Oh, boy.
You know?
I think the difference is that she's in the public eye. And so maybe that answer is what has to happen when you're in the public eye. But if you're just sticking to yourself and you've got your close friends and you say, I just don't like that my stomach's sticking out, I don't think anyone's going to boo you for it.
Yeah, I don't think it's wrong. But then everything gets posted and everything gets, you know, oh, you're just, you know, let her live her truth. Well, her truth was she wanted to lose some weight, you know, so let her do that. It's okay. No one's talking about eating disorders. You know, she was actually talking about she had an unhealthy eating habit, and so now she's trying to reclaim that and change it. And I think that's
what you
want
to cheer on.
Yeah, that exactly. You don't want to get there by maligning somebody or making fun of them when they're already hurting and suffering. As I look right at Betty.
Once again, this was all you.
No, it was not. Oh my goodness. Just own it.
You've
Rock.
Done it three times, turning this right back to
own
you.
Own it.
No, because you did. I was talking about Chris Kirkpatrick on the boy
and
band
you said
show. His, and I said,
his stomach's
bless
been sticking
his heart,
out. Yep.
His stomach was sticking out the whole time. And I'm sure he doesn't like that.
Yep.
He probably wishes somebody would have told him, you know, suck it in or
like
whatever.
Like you. And that, and you said, and I quote, I bet he wishes somebody would be there to say, suck in your gut like you.
I didn't. No. No,
yes,
I didn't.
You did. Just own it. Just, I know, I'm not even offended. Just now I'm getting mad. Just be yourself. Like, own the fact that you said something that's less than perfect.
Wow. For someone who is not taking it personal, you really sound like you're taking it personal.
Yeah. Listen, oh, it's about me now. No.
Once again, you always take the victim mentality.
Yes.
Here's what it is. There was a pause between there because I said, I'm sure he wishes someone was there to tell him to suck it in.
Yeah.
And then you look at me. And
I didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything.
I didn't
say
nothing.
You had that look on your face. No, you did.
I'm enjoying your stories.
No, you did
love
not.
Love conversing with my friend.
No, you did not. No, you did not. I will put my hand on a Bible.
I didn't look at you. I don't even think.
Yes, you were.
I don't think so.
Your face says 1,000 things.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, with your stomach sticking out. And
exactly.
You always... But
Gavin,
here's the thing.
Listener
here's
court.
The thing. Wait. Listen to me. Am I the one that tells you to suck your gut in because I want to tell you to suck it in?
Right.
No. I'm a good, loving friend because you'll get mad at me if I don't tell you to.
Sure.
It's like working with a woman. What do you want me to do?
So now women are difficult?
Oh, see, here we go. You know what? You're always the victim. You're always the victim.
Seems fun, actually.
And all of that, all I got out of that was, this is so great. Betty Rocket mix it. Women are difficult.
No, you would say women are difficult. I would just say, how dare us speak our own minds? Mm. Because if women speak their minds, then that means they're difficult. Mm. Unlike men, who they can speak their minds, and they're like, ooh, that's a powerful leader.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
See, here, once again, people can't see your face. Your face is saying 1,000 things. Your face is sitting. I've worked with you 15 years.
My eyes are watering.
I can read your face better than anyone here, okay?
Oh my gosh.
I know when you're thinking about saying something off color. I can tell when you're just trying to sit there and think of the next thing to say. I can also sit there and see where you can see where the joke is going to lead that makes you look bad.
Yeah.
And you're waiting for people to say that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, you know me. It's been a lot of good years.
I need a vacation.
Years. A lot of good, healthy years.
Yeah.
What do you got for least of these?
We already did least of
these. Not least
of these
birthdays.
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jesus, because it's not my birthday.
All right. We got one from Ted.
Oh, hey, Ted.
Ted said, my birthday is on the 8th. Today is the 8th.
Yeah, Ted.
And I'm going to be 31 years old. Happy birthday. I believe I shared the same birthday with Jen Ledger, drummer for Skillet.
Love her. She's pretty so
cool.
talented.
Pretty cool. Kyle, he celebrated his birthday yesterday, but got it in a little late. It's all right. We're getting it done now. He enjoys the Wally show and is a potty. He likes acting, fixing things around the house and electronics, reading or watching mysteries.
Wow, he has a lot of hobbies. Holy cow, how does he have time for all that?
His question is, what is the one Christmas dessert you look forward to all year?
Do you have one in your family?
We don't do desserts.
Yeah, I didn't, because you're not a big dessert person.
My dad is always like, I don't need any sugar.
Oh, your dad doesn't like them either?
He your loves mom have sugar, sweet but he just doesn't want to be tempted by it.
Because you don't really have a big sweet tooth, does your mom?
No.
Yeah. We, our friends, Greg and Molly, they make these Christmas cookies every year, and so, and it's a big production for them, and they make a bunch of them for everybody, and we always look forward to that, because they're so good, and especially good in the fridge. Oh, and then I make a French candy that was kind of passed down from generations in my family. It was someone in my family that lived in France years ago, and they used to get these little candies at this bakery, and the lady in our family was moving back to the United States and loved it so much, and she had asked the person for the recipe, and the person said, yeah, you can have the recipe, just you can't make them here. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going back to the U.S., that's fine. Mm-hmm. And so she gave her the recipe, and then it's been a tradition in our family every year that we make those, and they're
and then you have
delightful.
The what's that? The fudge that your
fudge,
mom makes?
Fudge, yeah. I do love that. I got good at making that. Like, that's one of my favorite things. Gavin?
Oh, my aunt or my grandma makes this, like, applesauce, but she uses, like, the, you guys like, know the big red flavoring, like the cinnamon?
Yeah.
She just throws something, I don't know what it is, but she throws that in there, and it's delicious.
I love.
Cinnamon apples. Stewed apples are really good during the holidays, too. Like, they're hot, so it's good.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, there you go. Yeah. All right, well, I think that's going to do it for our aftercast, and we will do this again tomorrow. Just a heads up again, boy, we have to give more of these disclaimers, do we not? That we are going to be in a support drive the next week, so
yes.
We won't have any aftercast or podcast because we do 5 support drives a year.
And technically, I mean, we're also...
This will be the last week for our podcast
this whole year.
Oh, that's right, because then we're out on
vacation.
It's like
3 weeks off.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Wow, sorry about that. But yeah, like, because after
this... I don't know,
this,
after this one, they might be like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done with the after.
Yeah. They might even, they might know. They'd probably just like, I want to find out how Wally's doing.
It's
okay.
It's a bunch of emails.
Trust me, guys, yeah. If you're worried about Wally, you shouldn't be.
Really? Why is that?
Because you make yourself the victim.
No one saw that. You're the only one. Just because you say that. Remember, like, in a court where they say don't blame the victim, and people are very callous, and like, that's mm-hmm. what's happening right now.
Oh, is it?
You are blaming the victim.
You're
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sad. Just sad.
Once again,
all right.
There's the victim.
Yep. All right. Well, I am probably, it's weird. I've never really thought about therapy before.
Oh, please.
But maybe now might be a good time to delve into some of these things with somebody professional to get through it.
Please, because I'm sick to death of paying the price for.
What if I were to go to a therapist and they were to say, you are absolutely right, Wally. It is one person in your life that is affecting you negatively.
I would like to meet this counselor of yours. And I would like to have a word with them.
We should go to couples counseling.
Oh my gosh. I have a feeling it would end up in a knockdown, drag out fight.
Yeah. I think it'd be hilarious.
I think I do too. I think it would actually be really good. It's funny because watching Betty's and my relationship morph over these years, over the past 15 years, it's definitely different from what it used to be. And I'm not saying worse. There was a time I thought it was worse because I really loved picking on you back in the day. And it was like one of the great joys of my life. Because that's a love language for me. I pick on my daughter, and she's 23, and I still pick
on
her.
You still pick on me.
Oh, I do. But not nearly to the degree as we used to. Not physical comedy.
It's more mental, yeah. Emotional.
Yeah.
It's just draining altogether.
Sure.
But the physical picking on, yes, has definitely stopped. Because I was ending up in a dumpster in the trunk of my car.
Right.
You pushed me in the wall, and then you made yourself bleed because of your stupid earring.
Yeah.
It
ran its course.
Right.
It was time. But I do like the fact that we actually have way more constructive conversations about life and working together and things like that that you initiate. Because I don't want to talk about stuff typically. You know, like I'd rather do the job. Don't worry about feelings. And then the next day.
I don't know. This whole thing has been about your feelings.
And then the next day, do the job again. And then just keep doing the job, you know. But because I'm super task oriented, but you are relational more so than I am. And so, like, you have been more proactive in speaking your mind and
speaking my truth.
Yes.
And there are some days where you're just not in the right headspace to take that in.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, but then other days I am. I'm like, come on, let's talk about truth. Let's talk about truth. Let's talk about feelings. Let's just dive on in there and mix it all up like gumbo. But no, I think to your credit, I think that you have done a really good job with that. And I think it's actually strengthened our friendship and our working relationship is the best it's ever been. Like, I've never not liked working with you. I always like working with you. I always have. That's why you're here. I mean, from the time you were pestering me to want to be an intern, I saw something in you. And I'm like, there's something really special about this girl. Mm-hmm. And so I've always enjoyed working with you. I like making you laugh. I love when you make me laugh. And so it's been a huge, great run of this job, for sure. But I think that we've graduated through stages and have improved our relationship.
I would agree, but for some reason, despite all that improvement,
sure.
When I say suck it in,
yeah,
that's still.
Well, you know what? You've got some areas to work on. I'll let you work on you.
No. Because I will comment and say some of the last couple pictures that you've posted with you in them, some people have said, Wally, have you lost weight?
Oh my gosh.
It's because of me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the one to thank. But no, instead, I'm getting just raked over the coals and told how terrible I am.
Yeah, you know, and here's what's fun, too, if you're listening, is I just had a really serious moment with Betty, and Betty does not deal with serious feelings really well.
She kind of escaped it.
Did you see how she sidestepped
that?
And how she deflected?
Wait a minute. Yeah. No, well, I'm bringing it back to reality.
No. Yeah.
But
her reality.
Yeah.
An augmented reality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, thanks for being a potty.
Yeah. No. So no. I'm still I control the start and stop, so I'm still going. But do you see how she deflected that? Because
she
doesn't want to say how she really feels about me. Right. She doesn't want to say that
because I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Right. And I don't I don't believe that. I reject that because I know that's not true. I know you at your deepest core. I know how much you love me.
Gosh.
And it's okay. It's okay, Rob.
I do have like couples counseling questions up here that I actually think would be so funny for you guys.
You know
to
what?
Answer.
Let's do. We've already gone like way long.
Yeah,
let's
we can
do tomorrow.
Save it.
Save it for tomorrow.
These
I would
be
love
good.
This.
Yeah, I'll keep this open
and even add a couple extra things to it. Dive into it. That would be great.
Yeah.
I love this. I love this idea. Okay, so we'll do that tomorrow.
Do I get a say?
No.
It's gonna be funny.
Yeah, it'll be great. We're going
and
to couples
there
counseling
is
tomorrow.
The relationship.
Yep.
I get
perfect.
No say in anything.
It's perfect. See.
Yeah. Great.
This is how it should
you
be.
You can save your thoughts for tomorrow. You know.
Yeah.
I've got questions that you'll be able to be honest with.
I love this. I love the fact that we could discuss this kind of stuff in this forum. So good. All right. Well, there you go. That's going to do it.
I agree.
Now, as always, thanks for being a potty. Betty loves me.